at Commodity Classic. I am visiting with one of our sponsors, Ag Haven, and Shrik Segur. And first of all, I think since this is the public launch of aghaven.com, I'd like you to look back a little bit before this public launch and tell me how you came up with the idea for this, first of all.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck, for this conversation here. This was probably 18 months back that we developed a search engine for different kinds of verticals, and one of the verticals what we were looking for is agriculture, because we thought it was underserved, but it is very important industry. I mean, I would say not just for the United States, for the whole world, said how could we really bring this technology to the market? So we were exploring that, and then we had an opportunity to talk to Tom Taylor with Hypeline Journal, explain the concept of search and social media, and that's where it got started, and we've been working since then.
Well, you've developed essentially a web destination, aghaven.com. So why don't we go there now and say, you know, what is AgHaven? How do you answer that question?
Yeah, AgHaven is the, as you're right, is the destination site or portal or an application for the agri community, which means all the way from producers, agribusiness guys, and advertising agencies, everybody to come together at a single place and work. I mean, it includes a vertical search for agriculture, which is exclusively for the ag industry, a social media application, kind of like networking with people, kind of like Facebook, but the thing is for purely for the ag community, and also a very important marketplace wherein you can buy and sell equipment, crops, livestock, and there are different kinds of features, functionality for everybody there.
How about, you know, I just take that last aspect of what you're doing, this marketplace concept. If I'm a business selling anything from livestock to, like you said, implements or maybe seed or what have you, can I go in there and kind of like create my own store?
Absolutely. What you can do is you can go and set up your own profile. It is free to register. There is no charge. So you can set up your company and your personal profile if you wish. And then you can list your implements or equipment or crops, livestock very easily. I mean, it literally takes less than 5 minutes to do that. So
how does, I know a question some people might ask right out of the starting gate is, so how does AgHaven make money then in all this?
Yeah, that's definitely an important point. AgHaven makes money through different ways. One is advertising. So if an implements company or if a manufacturer or if anybody wants to advertise, we take a banner advertising. There is a search engine advertising. That means if you're searching for some product or a service, we have advertising on the right. And next is we have very important what we call as interactive video advertising. As you know, video is becoming very important. So you can actually advertise through videos. We also have social media analytics, which is for the agencies and everything. So there are different ways that we make money. But for the participants, it's free to use it as much as you want.
Now, I know this is has been in beta. I've been one of your beta testers, and we're now public. What kind of expectations do you have? Because, you know, like anything else, when you're starting from the beginning, you've got an idea of where you want to be. I mean, say 6 months, a year from now, where do you want AgHaven to be?
First and foremost is this AgHaven is for the ag community. And we would love to hear your feedback. I mean, what you like, what you don't like. I mean, we want to know so that we can improve upon it and then deliver it to the user community. But what we would like to do is we would like you to be a big user of it and get the benefit so that we can deliver more services on top of it. I mean, hopefully for free. And then you can benefit. So 6 months to a year from now, we would like this to be one of the premier destination applications for the ag community in the world. So.
Well, let's also, before we conclude here, talk a little bit more about some of the, you know, besides the social media element of it, you've got a lot of news and information in there, too. How are you, I guess, getting that information and then making it available?
That's a very interesting question, Chuck, in terms of we've been getting a lot of interest from a number of media companies. These are print media companies wherein they want to participate and be partners with AgHaven. So they can send their news content, editorial content to AgHaven, and you can go to AgHaven and they can search for, let's say, corn or sorghum or whatever it is. You can get from different news media and sources. So it's a very, it's a single place where you can get information. And I think you will see more and more of these things in the next few months, these partnerships develop and be a part of it.
How about from the standpoint of like weather and markets, which are, you know, very high on any farmer's list?
Oh, yeah. We integrated weather and markets into AgHaven. It's interesting in the weather application. What we have done is we have taken the Google Maps and integrated with the NOAA data. So what you're getting is the real-time data from the government agencies. And next is the markets. So we have integrated the number of different market data, but also, let's say, for instance, grain bids. If you want to get to your local grain bids, you can get that very easily. So it's everything is there, what you're looking for. But if you don't have, if you feel like you don't, we don't have something, we would like to hear from you guys. So,
how about just, again, kind of looking at the fact that we're in a mobile world today, how is this going to fit into a mobile lifestyle?
Oh, yeah. It's, I'm glad that you brought up that question, Chuck. In terms of in the next couple of months, end of April to mid-March, we are launching an iPhone application for AgHaven. What you're going to be seeing on the web, you're going to be seeing an iPhone, and eventually after that, it's going to be Android applications. So definitely we're going to be in multiple different kind of devices, all the way smart devices to web and laptops and so on and so forth. So.
Well, besides these things, these points we've been kind of going over here, what would be like the one thing you'd like people to take away here from Commodity Classic when they come visit you?
We would like for folks here to take a look at AgHaven. We'd like to hear the good, bad, and the ugly so that we can learn from what we're doing right and what we're doing right. But also, we would love to partner with you guys. Whoever is coming here, we'd love to partner with you guys and see how we can work together so that it's mutually beneficial for both parties. So.
Well, we're definitely going to be pointing them that way and can't thank AgHaven enough for sponsoring the coverage that we're doing here at Commodity Classic again this year. Well, I've been visiting here with AgHaven. The Commodity Classic allows the media a little extra time of our own to do that before things really get busy. And so, my first interview with AgHaven. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.